Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Wellspring Words, the podcast. This is your host, Nkem, and I'm happy to have you back on another episode, or maybe it's your first episode. And if that's the case, welcome to Wellspring Words, the podcast. This is a podcast that focuses on wellness, spirituality, and writing and creative expression, and really just trying to understand what it means to be a creative being from our authentic core selves rather than having to create for some external purpose first. But there's a lot in that. So we take kind of like the spiritual approach or the holistic approach and understand what different aspects of our lives are contributing to how we feel fulfilled and how we feel authentic. And so some of the episodes are solo, but some of them are with guests. And today we have a guest, and I'm very happy to welcome our guest, Justin, into this conversation where we're going to talk about people pleasing and root issues. And we'll get into that later. But for now, welcome, Justin. Introduce yourself. Who are you? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on the show. My name is Justin, and I am a high performance and mindset coach. I'm originally from Germany. I've been traveling since 2015. Yeah, basically been a nomad ever since. Been on every continent. And yeah, currently I'm in Mexico, just like you. Here, you know, on my journey, on my soul searching journey, you know, on my business and private journey, it's been amazing. And I think, you know, the first time we met was like half a year ago or something. And yeah we had some great conversations. And I'm just happy to be here on the show and share my experiences and my perspectives.
Happy to have you. And I'm really, really, really super pleased that we're keeping our connection going, because I've also been on that same nomadic journey since like 2014, 2000, whatever, around that time frame. And we met through a WhatsApp group here in Mexico. So we don't even live in the same city. You're in Playa del Carmen, I'm in Mexico City, but you were posting some things about your work in that WhatsApp group. And there's a lot of people posting a lot of things in WhatsApp groups. Me too, you know, at a time I was doing that. And sometimes it can, you know, there can be a lot of noise, but there was just something about you, what you posted. I felt drawn to it. And then I ended up having a few coaching conversations with you, which was really helpful for me at the time. This was back in like July or August, 2022. There were a couple of things about those conversations that stood out to me. One of them is your mention of like the root issues or the root as something to really assess and target and explore in your own healing or in your own like development journey. So that's really what our conversation is going to be around, and the boundary setting that comes within that conversation. But also it was when you're working with a coach, and I just want to mention this because I am also a coach. So if somebody's listening to this conversation and maybe in that space of searching for support in different areas, we got two coaches on a call right now. And we are also people who have been coached in the past, which is an important thing, right? To just like be a coach and also be in the position of having a coach to support you. There's something about the authenticity that you can feel. And I've always felt that authenticity from you, which is such a beautiful thing. So I just want to call that out because it's important, you know, I like to just mention when people feel authentic, people feel true, and the kind of care that you showed in that time that we were talking really meant a lot. And yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. That's my job.
No, I always say trust the Pisces. Of course, trust the Pisces when it comes to coaching exactly. Work. When trust the healed Pisces, let's say. Or the healing Pisces.
Exactly, healed, yeah. Because if unhealed, it can, it's
drag
not a good
down
idea.
With it, you're just like, it's going into spirals of escapism and whatever you guys do.
yep.
Pretty much. But yeah, we're going to have a conversation today about people pleasing, boundary setting, root stuff. And this kind of, I guess, continuing conversations that we've had in previous episodes of this season where we discussed, it might just be a thing that needs to be talked about this season, that a lot of people are just trying to understand how do I support myself? And maybe I need to look into different ways of like being in the world. So before we get into that, I'm interested in knowing, Justin, your definition, your experience of people pleasing and where that all kind of started for you and why that feels like an important aspect to mention in coaching or in development in that area.
Yeah, great question. So I define people pleasing as if it's not coming from your authentic self and from your true will, it is a protection mechanism. That's where it derives from. That's just one. But it is basically, a behavior that is self-sabotaging, and of course, something that you do in order to feel significant, in order to be heard, seen, loved also. But why are you doing it, right? My experience, how it started, how this whole concept even came up, people pleasing. I honestly didn't even know the definition of it before. I mean, I didn't even hear it. I was just like, I did it when it was, up to a certain point, but wasn't aware of it, right? And I think the most important is to become aware of it in a choice. So being aware of, hey, am I people pleasing? Am I, and being and not denying it. Okay, this is the first thing, because many people are good at denying it, right? If they're not aware of it. If they're aware of it, some people, they're
You
admitting
call
it.
it
They're
out,
like, okay, yes, I am. And exactly, they catch themselves. They're like, okay, I have to change it. But then you have many other people, fortunately, who are aware of it, but then denying it in some way. They're like, with making people happy, and this is essentially a good thing, isn't it? Like, we all want to make other people happy because that gives us a good feeling, right? So then people associate it with, okay, I'm just helping people and making people happy. But I would say that's not the case, especially if you have underlying issues. And yeah, this is when we're talking about the root cause of it. I guess we'll dive deeper into this in this call anyways. But yeah, coming back to your question, I mean, the first time that I, or when I became aware of it, I think the first time that I developed this behavior was in my childhood, right? In my childhood. And it's so funny because when you said earlier, like when we talked about it in the coaching calls, and when we first had our conversations back in last summer. Yeah, it was kind of like a aha moment, I guess, for you too, because if we're unaware of it, we often don't know where it comes from. How can we, because we don't even know we're doing it. And when we're doing it, we don't oftentimes don't really know where it's from. And then I think there's also a connection between us that we had, that we both have a similar background. We have African parents, I at least partially. And oftentimes there's also this cultural element involved, so there's different cultures, right? Especially if we grew up in the West, and then there's a conflict there. Mostly in my experience, it is, or it was, with my father. As he has different values. If they're good or bad, that's another question.
And your
But
father is from
yeah, there's
where?
all yeah, of course, he's from West Africa, from Ghana. And I've been there myself also. I've been there when I was younger, every year, so I'm very familiar with the culture, and traditions and all of that. Now, if you're younger, it's different when than growing up and forming your own identity, right? Especially if you're younger. I mean, what is your identity? It's usually formed by what, family, friends, people around you, your teacher, or whatever. Now, when you're growing up and you're creating your own identity at the same time growing up in the West, not there, with different set of values,
A lot of
then that.
conflicts internally,
Exactly.
externally,
Conflicts
everything.
internally and then ultimately externally too, right? And then yeah, at some point, of course, when you come to the point when the let's say when your vision, your mission, your goals are in contradiction with your, let's say, parents' goals, in that example, our African parents, yeah, then there's lots of room for conflict. And then this is the first time when I understood, wow, like, why am I doing the things that I'm doing? Why am all my life, what have I done, right? Been to university, I've done certain things. A lot of those things were like against my will, actually, or they were against like my ideas, what I wanted to do. And then at some point it dawned on me, like, wow, okay, like I've done so many things in my life that I don't want due to my parents, because they want to see me in a certain way, et cetera, et cetera. So I think this is, the first time when I actually realized, like, okay, I am doing things against my will. Why? Because I want to make my parents happy, thus pleasing them, right? And they're the concept of people pleasing.
Exactly. Well said. And like when you move from the parents' domain, whether it's home, whether it's the connection with the parents, whatever kind of proximity or propinquity we have to the parents, when we move from there into the external world or the world that we're building for ourselves, the parents then become the people around us. It's no longer just the parents being the parents. So that same behavior of wanting to please the parents because they expect and they need and they want this from you becomes we wanting to please the people around us because of whatever they
Exactly.
expect or need or want from us. But I want to pause here to just mention and bring in like that somatic element of it, because I know sometimes it can feel a little simplistic. And I mentioned this in every episode this season, almost every, I think. It can feel a little simplistic to be like, okay, I'm people pleasing, and now I recognize I'm people pleasing, and I need to stop. Because there's one thing to have that desire to stop, or that understanding and the recognition that we need to stop, and a whole different thing to shift our whole somatic mind, body, energy, emotions system from the system of people pleasing and giving away our power and not listening to ourselves and not trusting our intuition to doing the opposite, which is living in alignment. Like, it's a complete, lifestyle, energetic, spiritual thing that can happen for people. So I'm not gonna like dive into all of how that feels. Maybe if you want to do some coaching with either of us, if you want to work with a therapist or have some other support, or just have a further conversation about it, that can happen. But just opening the space up for that to be like the gap that we're not really talking about too much, but it's there. Like, moving through all of these things in the years that we've been moving through it and will continue to move through it, all of that stuff is going to be there. The emotions, the feelings in the chest, and the headaches, or maybe the foggy mind and the emotional expression that feels irrational sometimes, all this stuff is part of it. So when it comes to like the root stuff and how it can impact our lives, like impact, let's say like you're going from being someone who works at an organization or a company or an institution, whatever, and you're moving into working for yourself, like creating your own business, or maybe starting a project on your own. It doesn't have to be a business, but taking that step to say, I'm going to create something and build something and do something for myself. Where and how do you see these root issues? Issues, not necessarily meaning they're always problems, but that just the root energy, the root stuff coming into play. And like, how have you seen it in your own life being an entrepreneur?
So, being, I think, yeah, let's break it down. So the first one, if you're running a business or you're employed somewhere, in whatever organization you work, it will always show itself in certain situations, circumstance, or whatever. I think there it is really important to have massive awareness, right? So massive awareness about your actions and reactions, right? So, if you're working for someone, if you have a boss, for instance, this is often the easiest way to kind of find out if you are people pleasing or not, So are you a person that is constantly trying to please that person, whatever means, necessary, and then you're telling yourself, well, it's only because I want to get promotion or something like that. Yeah, sometimes it could be the case, but often it's like there's many people that are like burning out. They're over delivering. They're doing so much without getting any pay raise, But then they're like, no, they still have that urge to do it. No, I have to do more. I have to, I don't know, like make compliments the whole time or whatever. Like doing all these things, unnecessary things. They're not going to get you anywhere long term, right? So I think this is a good way to start, to just be super aware of your actions, asking yourself, why are you doing them now? Why did I say this right now? Why do I want to do this? Why did I just act this way? What's the reason for me, I don't know, overworking so much or complimenting a person so much, my, I don't know, team leader or whatever, whoever is above you. This is a good way to find out if you're people pleasing, and then asking yourself the question like, okay, if I'm doing it here at my work, like, is are there other areas in my life where I'm doing that? Is it in my family or my friend circle? My colleagues, with your colleagues or not?
Relationships,
Yeah, relationships, big one, relationships as well. So this is a, a good way to start, and then follow this, back to the root cause, because there's always a root cause, to this. This is just a symptom, why? And then you can see, okay, ask yourself the question, hey, if I'm behaving this way, when was perhaps the first time that I behaved this way? Is there maybe a moment in my life in the past where I did that? You know what I mean? Like going all the way back. And oftentimes you will find situations, and for the most part, I would say 99%, they start with your parents, where
Caregivers,
you've, yeah, with your care or caregivers, whoever is taking care of you when you grow up, that you had or you developed that urge for the people pleasing. And in the second part, in my own experience, yeah, what I just said, with the caregivers, in my case, parents. Okay, so when I grew up, it was a lot due to my father's expectations of me, right? So there was a lot, and I said earlier, and I brought up this whole culture thing and all of that, and in the Ghanaian culture, for instance, it's like, okay, the father is like, he has all the saying, so whatever he says, you have to
Very
do that, right?
patriarchal.
patriotic, it's more or less against, or it stands in contradiction with Western values, what I would say, some at least, you know. So there are some differences, at least how I grew up, or if I compare it with my, let's say, German mother,
sure.
You know, her values, they're not like that, you know.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, do whatever you want, son, you know, what makes you happy,
right.
and expand there, you know. So there's this battle. So there was a lot, but then again, when you're younger, what do you want? The most thing that you're seeking is love, your parents' love,
longing,
especially if
yeah.
you're longing, you know, you want to feel seen, heard, you know,
yeah.
you want to be accepted, validated, you know, and if not, if you don't get that validation, if you don't get that acknowledgement from your parents, it's like death, you know, because this
right.
is essentially, if we go all the way back, you know, to our
we don't belong,
primal
we die.
Ages, you
yeah,
know,
exactly.
We don't belong, we die, you know, we
exactly.
get ostracized and that's it, you know, so we still have this in our kind of, I would say, probably reptilian brain or whatever,
right.
Where sometimes we have this fear. That's why I say the protection mechanism, right? Anyways, like, yeah, this is the times where I mostly felt like, yeah, I have to always do what he wants me to do. You know, he says, yeah, you got to go to university, you know, so
with
you
no
get a good job with no questioning. You know, so if I, and that's the first thing, good that you say that, questioning, if you question anything, if you raise your voice, you know, I mean, not in a bad way, but like, okay, I don't want to
vocalize,
that, you know?
Like, project. Yeah. Just like
more, yeah.
Speak from your truth. Yeah.
Voicing your opinion, you know, that's a no. I mean, do that and you're that's done, you know, you're in a graveyard. Like, it's unnecessary. But again, you know, like, this is a different culture, you know,
yeah.
and maybe that culture, maybe it works like that. This is just how it is. But right, this is a battle. So, and again, always longing for their love and all of that, you just try to make sure that, hey, they accept you, they love you. And so you just go with it, you know,
right.
So throughout, I think until, I mean, just a couple of years ago, right? I was basically only, I would probably say, yeah, living for my father or for my parents, but mostly for my father, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just doing what he wanted me to do. So until I came to a point where I was like, the self-sabotage is so hard.
Yeah.
I'm dying inside, you know, because
right.
I'm going against myself,
yes.
you know, against my true authentic self.
Right.
So at some point I ran, you know, I just kind of, yeah, I sunk into depression, basically.
Yeah.
You know, I was so unhappy. The misery was so high. I was like, wherever I'm going, you know, I now start traveling, you know, through the world, and I'm like in different countries. I'm like, okay, maybe this makes me happy, but not knowing that it was mostly because of this people. You understand? You want to run away from
I
your
understand
problems,
you. It's the Pisces in us. I'm telling you, we out of here.
Like this. Yes, we out of here. You know
what
I mean?
Happiness in other places, but it's really
exactly
right within. Yeah,
it's within. You know, it's within. So it doesn't matter how many countries you're living in or you go to, if
yeah.
this behavior and if all of this is within you still, yeah, that's you're not going to be happy long term. So
right.
it's a very important topic.
Yeah. No, super. And there are there's so many things that are coming to mind as you're speaking, but one of them is to have this curiosity about yourself. You know, like we are often taught to have a curiosity about others and other things, just the external, right? To have an external gaze,
yep.
and be curious about whatever is happening in the world, especially, which, by the way, spoiler, non-spoiler, it's most of that stuff is a distraction. And I know most of that stuff sometimes is like really tragic, and sometimes it's really funny, or it's really this, or it's really that. A lot of the times it's a distraction, and we have to have that curiosity about ourselves to be able to go inward, because we're not here on this earth for just to be like machines or robots to be used in the outside world. And we're also not here just to be in our personal hermitages or whatever you say, and just be doing the introspection all the time. There is this ability or this need to be in both worlds at the same time, especially if you're inclined towards spiritual or you're inclined towards the other side, like, and don't naturally have that balance. We have to create that balance. We have to be able to have a safe space within ourselves where we know that self-sabotage just can't happen, because we've developed that sense of peace that's so strong that nothing can penetrate that. But then to be able to be on the outside world, because things are happening, there are relationships, there are ways to develop through the material world, right?
Exactly.
Like, it's not just inner development but through the material. So to be able to find that at this point, when we've been so conditioned to be focusing outward all the time, it's like,
exactly.
How can I have a curiosity about myself? Just be curious and see what happens, you know? Because
totally
when you were
agree.
Mentioning those really important questions about like using the workplace as an example, you know, why am I doing that? Why am I staying at the office until 11 p.m. and ain't nobody in here? Everyone's left since 6 p.m. and I'm the one who's still here, and I'm gonna be the first one in the office in the morning. Like, all of these things, why? Just why? sometimes people are really scared to ask that question because we know the answer. We know that we just feel like we are not going to be able to live without doing that. And then the second thing that came up while you were speaking is kind of related to this. It's like there's a fear about being a burden that I feel a lot of us have. And I feel it through my own experience of developing really strong boundaries in this past like 6 month period since you, because honestly, that conversation that we had, Justin, really opened something for me. As a person who's just, I just like super focused on the beauty and the bright side of life and everything is great. So anytime something is just like not great in the past, I would just be like, nope, we don't have time for that. That is not what we're doing right now. No, let's go shake our ass, you know? But no, that wasn't working for me. And it was really tearing me apart. So like that process of going inward. So after you and I had met, I went to Costa Rica and I did a spiritual sabbatical for a month. And in that
Remember
time,
that.
I really took those moments to like understand my relationship with my parents, separate from the relationship that maybe my siblings also had with my parents. Because I have a sister who's just like a year and some change older than me. So oftentimes we would say we would talk like we did not have the same experiences because we are not the same people. And so that has been something that I've been trying to separate myself from because
Love
it
it.
hasn't been helping me. So in that moment in Costa Rica, while I was doing that, just trying to focus on my relationship with my parents, and a lot was coming up, like so much was coming up.
Beautiful.
And it's like, things are still unraveling because it's that deep and really important relationship that you have that just impacts everything in your life. And now I'm in a new romantic relationship, and even
Beautiful.
more is coming up, especially around my relationship with my father and the emotional connection or disconnection that maybe that exists there. And that how I have to reparent myself, remother myself, refather myself in this relationship and the expect all that stuff. So there's so much there, but a lot of it really had to, when it came to the difficult part, the really, really difficult part of going through, I would maybe the ring of fire, like it's a birth analogy. I don't know if you've heard of it, but like that moment where you're about to give birth to that new thing or that new self. And that really, really painful point is because I was facing that need to be a burden. I need to be a burden right now. I need to burden you with me setting my boundaries or expressing how I feel that I know you're not going to like. I know it. Going into the conversation, I know you're not going to have a good reaction to this. And I need to be okay with being a burden and allowing you the opportunity to handle your own emotions around me and what I need. Because I need to focus on what I need and you need to focus on your emotions. So
Love
difficult.
it.
But being able to understand that and just moving through it step by step, it's hard each time. It's hard because like you build up your own muscle, super strong muscle, bodybuilder style of being a people pleaser and wanting everyone to be happy and just holding that space. So it's like you're kind of working against those muscles whenever you say, actually, I want myself to be happy. But every time you do it, it becomes easier and easier and easier. It's building another muscle, a different kind of muscle.
Yeah, building another muscle. Totally agree. Exactly. Yeah, you can build exactly. Yeah, as you build that muscle, right? That people pleasing muscle or whatever you were just talking about, you can also build another muscle. I mean, just the same in the brain, right? There's new pathways being created, and you have the power actually, but you have to be willing. And I love what you said right now with also being in a relationship is usually then things get triggered. Like the other person triggers things within you, so it's not the other person. That is like at fault. The other person is just there showing you what you have inside of you still to work on. You know what I mean? Like this is big time. I love that.
Oh, it's big time. Trust me, I know it's big time. I'm like, I have to always remind myself, like, Kem, I know there's a part of you right now that is so ready to scurry out of this place. Like, like one rat that just got like caught in the light, like,
Just snap.
yeah, exactly. But it's like, breathe, please breathe tomorrow. And I always tell myself, like, tomorrow is another day. Like, maybe this feeling that you're feeling right now, you're being triggered. If you can do your reflections, if you can create the space for yourself to be with whatever is arising now, you don't have to figure it out. It doesn't have to be wisdom immediately. Wisdom absolutely comes later, and that's beautiful. But tomorrow is another day. So sleep on it. Don't make any rash decisions because the emotions are going to do what the emotions do. How is that for you? Like, that process of, because there is this theoretical understanding that we have of like because we've been through it, and we are in the space of coaching and teaching and being able to see things on a really wide perspective. But when you're in the thick of it, how does it feel for you? What usually comes up, and how do you move yourself through a process of growth through that difficult period of like setting a boundary?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So what I in my experience, I've try to perceive those situations as opportunities, you know. So basically, instead of listening to my or observing, actually taking the observer position, and then listening and to my feeling, and also just basically seeing how I want to react, but then, you know, stopping myself. And oh, and I like what you also said with the taking a deep breath. You know, there's many ways and approaches you can handle yourself, but just, you know, myself. Yeah, I think what I've always done is to just, once I'm coming from this place of, okay, this is an opportunity, it is an opportunity for growth, this will kind of then calm me down in a bit. Of course, even my body is still, you know, I can be so mad, but like remembering, okay, hey, this right now here is the best opportunity for you to not feel this way if you don't react this way, or if you don't, you know, react the same way that you would react before, and then not learn, not grow, you know, the same behavior. So because you're not growing if you continue this way. But using this, like, okay, now, right now, what is this trying to tell me? What is this trying to tell me? You know, this emotion, this feeling that I'm having right now, understanding that if I stay calm, and if I see this as a way to get out of this, because it is within me. It's not the other person's fault or the situation's fault, whatever happens. If I'm standing somewhere and I don't know, I'm in the traffic, you know, and now it's like, fuck, like everyone else is responsible for this, you know, not me. No, you know, like, yes, things happen. We can't control it. You know, the only thing that I can do is I can control how I react to this. How do I react to the situation? Once I recall this in this moment, I know, okay, I have the power. I can choose. I decide how, or what I make out of this situation, out of this feeling and emotion. You know what I mean? So, I think this has been my approach for a long time now. And because, yeah, I'm also, yeah, or at least used to, I don't want to say still, used to be very, or having a high temper, you know. So if something's going on, you know, I would explode. But then coming to the realization that, you know, isn't it selfish? Like, yes, I have the right, you know, to express my emotions and all of that, but do I then have to, and what sometimes have been the case, insult another person, or, you know, try, because it's easy to, you know, blame someone else, you know what I mean, to point outside than to yourself, right? So then, because this way it makes you feel better in certain moments, so then you would just say something to the other person or make them look bad, or they're blaming them, you know. So in order to get this energy out, but you're not getting this energy out, you're trying to take this and put it on someone else
It's
to
a
feel better, you
projection,
know. It's a projection, right? So yeah, I think this is some of the approaches that I had. And also, or sometimes, even if I'm really, like, you know, of course, sometimes it's like it's easier said than done what I'm saying here, you know. Sometimes you're in arguments, you know, especially with a romantic partner, and it's like super, like, okay, one more word and that's it, you know. You're like, you're exploding, you know what I mean,
Just
like these
imagine the
things.
person says like milk and you're like, fuck
Exactly, you're like, fuck yeah, bam, 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 you know. You
it.
know what I mean? So, but yeah, what I also found out, that helped me a lot, is to just, again, breathe, you know. What's so underrated, like breathing, it's life, you know what I mean?
Super
Because some,
effective.
especially
Life, it's effective.
super,
It's
like
it's
everything, you know
medicine.
what I mean? That's why I love that you said that, you know, because especially in those moments, sometimes our brain is not, it doesn't have lots of oxygen in those moments. We don't even think about it, but it's usually like that. Like if you do breathing exercises or whatever, in these moments, you usually never feel bad. You know, you always feel like light, you know. So
You have
taking a
so much
breath,
more
you know,
space.
so much more space. Exactly. So just giving your brain that oxygen, relaxing, you know, breathing, inhaling, exhaling. And then I have this kind of, like, I don't know, 3 second rule or something like that, that within a few, like, okay, I think it's 10 seconds, you know, up to 5 seconds. If I can calm down within 5 seconds, then it's fine. I'm just saying, hey, you know, let's just have a short break and then continue talking. But in after 5 seconds to, like, let's say maximum 10 seconds, if I still fail to, like, calm down, then I would just, like, withdraw and
Step
just
away.
step away, remove myself from the situation and say, please, I have to leave, you know, just for a few minutes. Can we continue the discussion or whatever later? something
Yeah.
like that, you know. That's just
Right.
one example. Yeah. So to answer your question,
It
yeah,
sounds like you know
yeah.
yourself quite well, you know, and that's the thing. And I think it can be very useful for those of us listening who this information can help, or it reminds us of something, or it gives us a sense of permission to check in with ourselves. But like everything is not going to work for everybody. So I'm glad that you named a couple of options that people can use. And if that doesn't feel resonant, or it doesn't feel like, yeah, that's not really me, but I want some way to support myself, it's you're taking the time to understand yourself and understand what you need, and also understand how you resource yourself. You seem to resource yourself in quite an intellectual way, a way that feels very disciplined, and a way that is logical for you. And for some people, things are more emotional, like having access to that 5, 10 seconds. What is time? What are seconds when
Yeah,
you're
what is time? What is
when you're
seconds?
like in an emotional,
True.
you know,
It's
space?
a timeless space.
It's a timeless space for some of us, and that's totally fine too. But maybe there are other ways that kind of serve the same function that help us to understand, okay, something is happening here and I need to resource myself somehow, whether it's through like the breathing exercises or reading a book that just makes you feel really calm, putting on an episode of SpongeBob without escaping, but just knowing that I need to create distance between that thing that I'm feeling in my body, everything, and what my reality could be. And or there is that opportunity to go into the feeling and completely surrender to it. And I would be remiss if I did not mention the power of going into the feeling and not just seeing it as something that needs to dissolve and be calm. And I'm just saying that from my own experience, because again, once again, like after we met, a series of unfoldings of the series of continuous unfoldings, that is basically life. But in Costa Rica, and I was working with another coach afterwards at that time. And during our sessions, you know, I would like mutter shit under my breath about people. Like, and she's like, speak up, what'd you say? I'm like, oh, no. Like the normal thing that I would normally do in my way, like just kind of like, but that's something that I was holding within that I wouldn't let be expressed. And it was probably something that I felt a long time ago. You know, this need to just express a truth that I felt wasn't accepted in my environment, that I felt was going to be shunned, that I felt was going to ostracize me and take me away from community and belonging. And so I held that, not whatever truth it was, but that action or that dynamic of withholding a truth, I held on to that within myself. So then years, decades down the line, you just find yourself always having something to say, or always having this judgment, or always because you're not being true to yourself. So you can't accept the world around you because you're just not happy within yourself. So anyway, I would that kind of thing would happen, and the coach I was working with at the time would be like, I'm holding the space here. You need to feel this because something big is within, you know, that you're feeling. And she would invite me to close my eyes and she would just hold the space and encourage me softly to feel what I was feeling. And it was difficult because what I was feeling was around the way that I felt like I always had to give and give and give to white people and just give from like the moment of birth until recently, where I was taking back my power. And being in a house, I was in an artist residency in that time in Costa Rica, being in a house with all white people, basically, or white passing or whatever. Typically the situation that I have been in my life. And it was just like everything was coming to a head. And this woman who was coaching me, she was white. And that was another thing that I felt like, I don't want to make her feel uncomfortable. Here we go. You know, like holding the responsibility for making everybody feel uncomfortable while everyone just pours all their shit onto you. That was kind of the thing that was coming to surface for me. And there was that opportunity for me to just be like, okay, Kim, obviously, you know, obviously you're here for a reason. You don't have to let this situation contaminate your experience. And all of that is true. All of that is true. I could always look to the light and take the high road, but there would always be something within me, very deep, because it started when I was a child, that would try to like claw its way out and say, we're not happy here. We don't want to continue giving our light and giving our expertise, or giving our cool or our funny or our this or our culture or anything to people who just suck it away and use it and exploit. And so that was like the fire that needed to be lit underneath me. And I was just a bunch of no, closing doors, not helping people in the house. And like I was fighting against myself because the conditioning was like, someone needs help. Clearly, maybe they're not asking for it. And I would before you even, I'm there,
Yeah,
you
you're
know,
already there.
the
Yeah,
band
help
aid
me.
with the
Yeah.
trash bag with the
Yeah.
this, I'm here to help, I'm ready to
Yeah.
help. But for me to intentionally, after that moment of recognizing, like, I've been doing way too much, I've been holding people way too much, and I've not been holding myself in my own heart, just closing doors and just being like, oh, they need help. Interesting. Close my door, continue doing my thing. And with time, it just became easier to know that, wow, the person didn't fall flat on their face because I didn't run to their rescue. They're actually okay. You know, things are
They're
actually
fine.
fine. Yeah, everything is fine. And you know what? They probably developed some skills in the process, and I don't have to have the responsibility of that. So that story is like just to give a little bit of perspective to what can be a situation if you go into. And it's like you still have to be present with it because it's not like just because I went into the pain is completely eradicated. It still shows up in my life, but it's just a greater sense of awareness around it and a deeper strength I feel I have around it now.
God, it's amazing work. Amazing work, really.
Thank
Going
you.
inwards, exactly. Because as you say, it was an internal battle, and you got to go in here, sit with it, right? Sit with the emotion, sit with it. And even if you have the urge, and this is where the growth happens, isn't it?
Right.
Like, this is where the growth happened probably with you, right? Like,
Yeah, a lot of
you
growth.
the first impulse is like, okay, I gotta help. I gotta be there to save you again. I gotta,
Right.
help them. And
I
if
can
not,
handle it, you
you
know?
can handle it, like,
Right.
yeah, you always giving, 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 giving. And then, just sitting with them, be like, no, you want to do it, but then stop yourself.
Right.
Stopping yourself, and it's like, wait a minute, like, why do I want to do this again right now? What am I gaining from this? Why
Right.
am I doing this? And even if you, because it's like an internal battle, right? It's like two
Parts of yourself.
individuals within you.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That are having this dialogue, and it's like, no, you have to go. No, I don't want to. You have to go. I want to. And then you'll hear all these voices in your mind. It's like, man, if you're not doing it, these guilt feelings. If you're
Right.
not doing it right now, they won't like you, or they won't accept you, or whatever, whatever. And then now this is the point where it's interesting. Are you listening to this or not? You know what I mean? Are you following through or not? Because if you listen to that and do it again, you're not getting out. You're holding on to this identity, but if
Yeah.
you want to get out, it's like, okay, now I am
Make a
taking a
different
position,
decision.
and a
Yeah.
different decision. Exactly. And we go into this kind of, yeah, I would say spiritual realm, where you become the observer, and it's like, what my mind is telling me, or whatever voices I hear, I don't have to identify with that. I can push, or I can just leave, leave the story, abandon the story, and create a new story. It's like,
Right.
I don't have to help someone right now. And this is also not making me less worth. Or this is not making me, or this is not making other people don't like me anymore. I'm still enough. I'm enough without constantly being there for someone, or helping someone, or needing to, whatever, whatever. It's not the case. You know what I mean? It's not the case that someone is not liking you anymore. Because obviously, as you said, once you were, really holding yourself literally, like having this battle with yourself, and
Yeah.
holding yourself down, saying, no, Kim, like, I'm not going and doing this and this and
Yeah.
that anymore. Afterwards, it was like, wait a minute. Like, it's not that bad. These people still
Right.
like me. They're still here. It's still fine.
Yeah.
Like, it's all good. They're not
Right.
ostracizing me. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I find
Right.
this super powerful that you did that. And I think this is something
Thank you.
everyone can do. This is the start, right?
T
To
taking
observe that
small
and
steps.
taking small steps. Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's interesting. I was having a conversation with a writing coaching client last week or 2 weeks ago or something, and asking her to explain to me some of her ideas on this piece that she's working on. And she's explaining all the ideas, and she's telling her stories and she's living her life. She's explaining, and it's not just like this cut and dry explanation. She's like going off into small tangents here and there. I mean, with me, that's fine. Okay, like I'm the
Yeah, you're a
queen of
talkative person.
tangent. Yes, exactly. So it's okay, but especially in this place of I'm coaching you on writing and creative expression. If there's anywhere to be, it's, you know. So she explains it, and then afterwards she has this qualifier about, sorry if that was just like a word vomit, something to that effect. Like, sorry if that's a word vomit, this and that. And that basically, after that point where she finished and she started to qualify, all of that stuff for me just felt very much like this is a traumatic, this is the resonance or the, yeah, the resonance, external resonance of a traumatic life or episode or something that happened within that said, you are expressing yourself too much. You are doing too much. You are saying too much. You are too much, right? And I bring that up because sometimes that's what the people pleasing thing shows up as, you know, like sometimes it's that desire to help and to be there, but sometimes it's like wanting to pull back yourself, like, oh, I've expressed too much, I've been too much, I've been too big, and now I need to make myself smaller, even after the fact, even after I already showed up, just to make sure other people don't feel intimidated or annoyed or burdened by my expression or my bigness. And just pointing that out, because it always makes us feel bad when we feel like we've done too much, and then it makes us feel doubly bad when we feel like we have to say, I'm sorry for being as big as I
Totally agree.
am.
It's good to like be aware of that. And yeah, it all starts, yeah, we're basically with awareness, right? Like understanding yourself and asking yourself, like, why am I even feeling this way? Like, why am I feeling this way? And perhaps even go a little bit deeper and then asking yourself, if I have been behaving this way, as far as I can think, I don't know, like at least the last couple of years, like when did it start? You know, because this is where the root causes, right? If you when you have a tree, you have certain branches, like you just follow back, you know, to go to the stem and then go down to the roots and see, okay, oh well, like
What's the
I've been behaving this way
origin?
for a long time, and when was the first time? Well, maybe it was with my parents or something like that, or with my siblings, or with my teacher back in class, or with some, I don't know, right? Some mates and classmates or something like that back when I was in elementary school, because you know, they were my friends. I wanted to belong. So I was like, you know, overdoing things and all of that. And if I haven't done
Trying to
that,
be
someone was
seen.
maybe trying to be seen, you know, and someone was like, no, we don't want to play with you. And then it's like, oh, like step in the heart, you know? So these kind of things. And oftentimes this programming is just like ongoing until we become aware of it. And it's like, wait a minute, like I don't have to act this way. I don't have to act this way. I can change it, you know, and it's all good and nothing is going to happen. You know what I mean? And
Nothing
even
is
if
gonna
something is
happen.
going to happen, right? Even if someone is like, feeling some type of way, you know, which is not even existent, you know, most of the, like 99.99%, no one is thinking like, oh, I want you to apologize now for, I don't know, for over delivering or for over saying something or for over helping, you know. It's like in your mind, right? Like it's not happening. But even if it's happening, like it's like, wow, well, that's not my problem, you know, like you know what I mean? Because like I'm enough how I am, and I don't have to, you know what I mean? Like if you cannot offend anyone, you know. Like sometimes we think like, oh, I have to walk on eggshells, and I have to, now I said something wrong or I said this and that, like because our programming is based on fear. Because maybe in our childhood or whatever, we've done something, maybe our parents, you know, we said something and then they were like mad at us for whatever reason, and we still remember this situation.
That
We're like, this
feeling,
is death,
being
you know, this is
rejected.
death. Being rejected because this is death. You know what I mean? We're egocentric when we're children. You know, everything is like whatever our parents say or do or their reaction or something like that. We often we think it's because of us. It's usually I think between until we like you know, 8, 9 or something like that or 10, but somewhere you know when we're younger. And yeah, if we don't become aware of this and change this, it will just run on autopilot until we are grown, you know, adults. And then as you just said, like I loved what you said. You know, this insight that wow, like. Like I'm, you know, should I apologize now or not? You know, it's still there. You know what I mean? But yeah, I think that's why awareness is the key. It's the beginning, the start.
It's really the beginning, and sometimes awareness is really all you need. Like there are different degrees, and everyone has a different experience, but like sometimes the awareness is all you need just to create that space between like what you are experiencing internally and what the real situation is outside of you. You know, and remembering everyone else is experiencing their thing too. We work in such an interesting and interconnected way as human beings, where something that you might be working through, we're at the same frequency, right? So I'm working through shit and you're working through shit at the same time, and something you're working through happens to trigger something I'm working through. And no, we cannot be friends. That is very clear. We cannot be friends. Not you and me, Justin, just saying, have to
Yeah,
clarify.
no, I
But
understand.
no, we cannot be friends. However, thank you for expressing what you needed to express in that moment in your healing, because it helped me in my healing, even though that made me to repel from you because I can't be around you, but it still supported me in my healing, and I'm hopeful that my reaction maybe supported you in your healing. Like that is that thing. And you know, going back to what you said earlier about when you're in these difficult, moving through these difficult moments, and you see it as a learning experience or a growth opportunity, that is the moment of change, I think. Like that perspective shift is the moment of change that allows for self-awareness to come through. Because sometimes we don't allow
Exactly.
self-awareness to come through when we're really just focusing on, well, that's my mom, or I don't know, like does it ruin my chances of getting that promotion or getting selected for
Yeah.
that thing? Or, are people going to unfollow me? Are people not going to like me anymore? It's not superficial. Of course, it sounds extremely superficial, but it's not. It's our lived experience. So we can't really just like chuck it into a bucket of it's superficial, it doesn't matter. It does matter because I feel something, so it matters. But not letting it stop there is what you've been saying. Don't let it just stop at I feel bad because, I didn't get as many as much recognition for this thing that I thought I would.
Exactly.
Why did you feel bad? Like what where has this feeling also been showing up in other parts of your life? When did it start? All of those questions.
And once you start asking those questions, and also go deeper, and look at other areas of your life, often you'll be surprised that, and coming back to what you just said with a specific person, even if it's a different person, sometimes we think, oh, what you said, it's my mom or it's you or whatever, and we think it's them specifically. But then when you have another person, you've a completely different person, independent from that other person that you met before, whatever, or even situations, you think this is unique. It's because of that person or that situation. But then if you find yourself with a different person in a different situation at a different time, at a different point in time, you will be like, wow, like again, this is happening. And then at some point you will be like, man, like always me, and then fall into this victimhood, and be
That's
like,
cool. That's a
always
big.
it's me, I always attract these kind of people, and you know what I mean? Like, before it was
And
this
create an
person, but
identity
again,
around that.
create an identity around that. You know what I mean? Like, it's the same situation. Always I'm having this, and that's the worst, because this, you're giving away your power. You're giving away your power, because once you believe in that, and as you just said right now, creating this identity around that, this goes into the wrong direction, because now, yeah, you're
So your life
basically
starts to
chaining
mold
yourself.
around that belief, right? You start to
Yep,
see it
around your beliefs.
happening in front of you.
Exactly. And how can you change it? You can't, because if you're identifying with this, I mean, this is your identity. What are we without our identity? You know what I mean? Like, we're souls, of course, but in this external world here, this is who we are, or being what we were perceived to be. So it's very dangerous, I would say, to go this route, to go this direction. And I would suggest, before starting with this thought pattern, to really take a step back, and then as we talked about earlier, self-reflect, and be aware of these things, and be like, okay, well, instead of pushing my power away and blaming others, look at it myself and be like, okay, what, as we're all energy, what energy am I projecting? What am I doing? What am I saying? What's my behavior that is attracting certain situations, circumstances, or people into my life? You know what I mean? And now, once we ask this question, this gives us the power back, because now we can change it also. You know what I mean? Then, okay, well, it's something within me. I have to control over it. Once I identify this, then perhaps I can also change it. And then you always have the power to be like, okay, I can recreate my life, my reality,
No, I think it's beautiful, like in this masculine, this very healthy masculine approach to living the life that living in alignment, let's say. Because a lot of the times on this podcast, we talk about things, and I have expressed things from the more feminine aspect because that's what I have been healing through. That's what I've been learning. That's what I've been enjoying and deepening into and finding a lot of pleasure and power in. But it's very important to also mention this masculine aspect of, the logic, like assessing, having a routine or a ritual where you regularly create space for yourself to have reflection. So when you get into that moment where something is like emotionally intense, or the body is feeling somehow, even with you're feeling some heartburn, some serious heartburn, it's very easy to get angry and frustrated and just like living in Mexico especially, we love our tacos and our salsa and all this stuff, and
Exactly.
we're
It's
African,
easy to
so
get
we're like
distracted.
primed, yes, for acid reflux. I know. So that stuff, it can, even the physical stuff, having like an injury can make you feel really frustrated, but it doesn't have to end there. With a regular like practice to create the space for reflection, create the space for breathing, for general wellness, then in those moments, it becomes easier to access that resource of being like, okay, I'm frustrated. I need to breathe. I need to just take a step away. As you said, like withdraw from the situation. It's too hot over there. I need to cool down or whatever before then taking an action. Whereas the feminine might say, I'm going to retreat, I'm going to observe the situation, I'm going to flow with the situation, I'm going to see what happens, I'm going to glean the wisdom through it without doing anything. I'm just going to allow it to appear, which in certain moments is very powerful. But in other moments, we need to say, oh no, I am here. I am present. I am conscious, and I'm making a conscious decision about how I want my life to be.
Big
And that's
time.
it, you know? And
Big
it's
time.
beautiful and it's healthy, and that's what helps us to move forward and feel really strong within ourselves. So thank you for like, I feel like you've represented that really well.
Yeah, thank you. Like I really like what you're saying, touching on that masculinity and femininity. I think what's so beautiful is to have the balance, right? As you said, in certain situations, it's probably more serving and helpful to be in the feminine, and then in other situations, probably more in the masculine. So just having this beautiful balance of both. And I think like what's so important is I think the tricky part is to know when, in what situation or something should you, be more here or there, like more masculine, feminine. But just to give an example, like what you just said, in certain situations, okay, should I just right now flow and just okay, let it be or whatever, but then not changing the situation or moving forward, more fire, more masculine, sometimes perhaps this is more helpful, to say, okay, no, more in the mind right now. Let's see, okay, logically seeing, analyzing the situation and then move forward or something like that, right? This can be good. But then if it's too much, that may also not be helpful because if you're too much, in a masculine, as most men probably are, it's like perhaps also to just, and I like what you said, that's you mentioned that earlier, to just like let your emo like just release your emotions, in this moment, whatever it is, just even if someone is witnessing that and you feel
Big
also
point.
this type of way, no, it doesn't matter. You can just now cry and release it, being in a feminine, just be releasing it. And this is a beautiful thing. I also needed to learn that, that in some situations it's good to release your emotions, like emotion, energy and motion, you're just releasing energy that is in motion within you, that needs to get out.
Free
And I
it.
think this is beautiful, free it, and this is so, I think, very, very powerful in this feminine energy. I think this is super powerful. And I think you are women, especially you're I think you can do that very easy and you're much stronger to allowing yourself to do that. You understand what I mean? And
Oh,
this is where
yes.
the, you understand? Yes. And this is where the masculine energy or men, I would say, can also learn something from, I would probably say, to in some times, and that's what I'm saying, like in some situations, instead of oftentimes what is the case, expressing your emotions, energy emotions through anger, right? Frustration, resentment, something like that, But no, also allowing yourself to cry, allowing yourself to just cry and sit with that. And sometimes it's like, wow, like once you do that, you are free.
And there's
Literally, what
so
you just
much
said, you are free.
clarity.
So much clarity. You're like, oh, like there's just lots of weight off your shoulders, And I think this is a beautiful thing to have that balance. And in some situations, yes, being perhaps more masculine, more in the mind, but then in some situations, also allowing yourself to be like, you know what? I'm feeling so frustrated. I'm just so overwhelmed. And even if you feel so much pain or whatever, just channeling through, or rather than channeling through anger or whatever, releasing it, for instance, just cry and let it be, being in the moment, sitting with it, and afterwards you move on, which is also a form of moving on, but just a different one. So I
A
really
different
like
way.
that point you made, with the feminine and masculine, because especially with coming back to people pleasing, or any symptoms around that, any behavior around that, because there's lots of emotion involved. This is why we do these things, it's because of certain emotion, either we want to avoid an emotion, meaning a negative one, I don't know, being abandoned or whatever, or we're seeking an emotion, a positive one, we want to be liked, we want to belong and all of that. So it's all emotions, it's all energy, energy, literally energy, emotion. So,
No, super, super, super. There is like, as you know, these podcast episodes are just, I wish that they could go longer, but at the same time, I think it's good to keep it succinct. There's a lot of juicy gems in here and so many points where this, part of me is like, ooh, I have something to say there and there and there and there. But that's good. That's good because it gets us really like into this again. And like, I think partaking in this kind of content is also helpful when you're in the self-development journey and healing because you get to hear how other people are doing it, add new vocabulary to your own repertoire for your own use for yourself, for something that resonates. For me, it's all about the resonance. Like we can say a whole bunch of things and they can sound good. And it's when we, our hearts, our bodies feel the tingles or whatever, you resonate with something that somebody said or a story. I'm like, follow that track. There's something there for you, you know? So I'm hopeful that through our conversation, there's some resonance for people out there. And thank you so much for sharing your experience, just sharing your truth and being able to like speak with conviction about what you believe is important. Super appreciate it.
Yes. Yeah, it was a pleasure. My welcome. And yeah, I hope someone can add or take lots of value out of this and add some of the learnings and insights to their life. Yeah, I think it's always good to reflect, and in certain conversations, it's like we always learn something. Even in this conversation, I learned something new. It's always good to reflect, and
Me
sometimes
too.
it's better in a dialogue, than having this internal conversations yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, release the
So
energy a little bit.
release
You know?
the energy.
Is there anywhere
Exactly.
that you, if you would like to be found on the internet or whatever in the world, is can you share with us where that would be? And anything maybe
Yeah,
you have
so
going on you want to share with the people?
yeah, absolutely. So yeah, you can basically find me on all socials. So yeah, on IG, Justin Darko. I can also, I guess, send you
Yeah, and I'll
the
include them
link
in
to
the
it.
yep.
Exactly, you can include that. Same, it's all just my first name and last name for all Facebook and the rest. Yeah, if you're interested, offering a new coaching program, and it's going to be a 3-month program. And yeah, I'm still looking for like one or two test clients just to, fine tune my approach. So if you're interested, you can also reach out to me, and yeah, I'll share the link with you. Of
Great.
course, you can just book a one-off free call if you want, and we can dive into
Highly
where
recommend.
you're currently standing at. Thank you. Yeah,
I
you know it. We've already
do.
had
I
our
do. Yeah.
our few couple of sessions. So yeah, it's
Yeah.
just a free session where I'm going to add lots of value to you. You can share with me your current situation, your current blockages that you're dealing with in your business or in your life, and then we can see what is holding you back right now. Identify your beliefs around that. Maybe some of them are holding you back. Some of them are li limiting you, your success, and yeah, just take it from there. So
Awesome. Thank you so much. Really, really
yeah,
good.
you're
I'll
so
add all that
welcome.
information. And thank you, everybody, for listening to this episode of Wellspring Words, the podcast. Feel free to share this with a friend. You can, of course, leave a review, a rating, a subscription. All of that stuff would be really helpful. And just if you feel it, do it. Don't overthink it. Find us on Instagram at Wellspring Words. You can also send us an email at bewell@wellspringwords.love. Check out our website, wellspringwords.love, to see what we have going on in terms of new pieces on our digital anthology for women of color, this podcast, of course, and writing workshops, writing courses, and one-on-one coaching, and any other cool things we have going on. All right, thanks a lot, and talk to you later. Goodbye.